This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Been to Bali lately? As you may be aware, Bali is pretty relaxed in terms of LGBT rights compared to other areas of Indonesia. In fact, Indonesia is currently in the spotlight and being monitored very closely by the Human Rights Watch, for example. Their government's distaste for LGBT rights seem to be increasing and is becoming more and more distressing for Indonesian LGBTI community members. Selamat Datang GLBTIQ is an Indonesian community-based group in Sydney that was formed initially to march in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras parade. They have marched in the parade for the past few years and are set to do so again in 2018. Sean Dern is the group coordinator for Selamat Datang GLBTIQ. I spoke to him about the importance of being involved in the Mardi Gras parade and what life is like for LGBTI people in Indonesia. I started out by asking him who Selamat Datang are and what services they provide for the community both locally and internationally.
Selamat Datang GLBTIQ will basically set up to march in the annual Mardi Gras parade and I guess show a visual presence of support for the LGBTI community in Indonesia. So we have a number of Indonesians that march in the group, as well as Westerners and other international people that support the community in Indonesia and the struggle they're currently facing.
I guess although Australians, they are famous for their regular trips to Bali, many Aussies maybe might not be aware of some of the dangers that LGBTIQ people face in Indonesia. Could you talk us through what people from these communities are dealing with over there?
Yeah, so definitely in certain areas. So obviously Aceh is probably the most strict of areas in Indonesia, but it's not really, I guess, like a tourist area. Bali, you don't really see. So all the incidents that have been, you know, I guess, shared on the media in the last year of incidents in Indonesia regarding LGBTI community, none of these incidents have, you know, happened in Bali, thankfully, which is like a major tourist destination for Australians, but certainly in certain areas of Indonesia, you know, it is quite conservative, you know, and there have been over 300 arrests in the last 12 months of LGBTI people. A lot of this relates to they have an anti-pornography law in Indonesia. So basically they use this law to, you know, raid saunas and raid, you know, certain venues where LGBTI people go to. So it's just, I guess it's just a matter of, you know, people being aware of what areas they're going to. But, you know, when it comes to Bali, Bali is very safe. And, you know, there hasn't been any incidents or any problems as such around the LGBTI community there.
So in Indonesia, is it a flat out ban? Is it illegal to be gay, for example?
No, not as such. And that's the thing. I think like, with the law in Indonesia, it's basically, I guess you could put it as that it's legal to exist as an LGBTI community,
right,
or an LGBTI person. But when it comes to your rights, you know, that's where you have to be, you know, I guess, careful. And like, you can't just walk down the street in some conservative area holding the hand of your boyfriend, or, you know, if it's a girl with her girlfriend, like, you still have to be aware of where you are, because there are very conservative elements and they're vigilante groups and they sort of tend to take things into their own hands. So, you know, it's legal to exist, and you know, even the president of Indonesia has, you know, has mentioned before that he is support of all Indonesians, you know, having the right to live in Indonesia. And there should be no discrimination, but, you know, in reality, there are still a lot of conservative elements within the country as well.
So what sort of support is available for Indonesian migrants, for example, that move to Australia and are of the LGBTI community? Does a group like Selamat Datang, like, do they help them assimilate? Are there community groups out there to help these people sort of realise that it's okay who they are and they can be more comfortable here?
There isn't any organisations as such, but I guess it's just your mainstream organisation. So even like organisations like ACON here in Sydney, they run workshops for Asian people that identify as LGBTI. So it's definitely like your mainstream organisations that do run those things. With Salamat Datang, our focus, we march in the parade, and Indonesians who come to Australia or are living here are welcome to, they march with the group, and everyone marches as one, even if they're from different areas of Indonesia. But a lot of our, I guess, fundraising focus goes towards organisations in Indonesia for the LGBTI community and those that help support HIV/AIDS. Definitely like our group is, I guess you could call it like a social networking place that, they can meet like-minded others as well.
Well, Mardi Gras is coming up, and as you mentioned, the group was formed initially to march in Mardi Gras. Are you excited for the parade that's coming up?
Yeah, it's only, I think it's 10 days to go, so everything's pretty much organised. We've actually got 74 marches this year. So it's, it's a big group. Last year we had 44, so we've almost doubled our number this year. So it's going to be a massive parade. They've pretty much been doing choreography rehearsals all throughout the month of February. So you'll see, I think there's about 60 strong of the group in Indonesian-style sarongs and hats doing choreography up Oxford and Flinders. So it's going to be a massive parade for the group.
How important is the exposure that Salamat Datang receives from being in Mardi Gras?
I feel it's very important because, especially in Indonesia, there's nothing, there's no Mardi Gras parade. There's nothing like that. So to see an Indonesian identifying group marching shows the community there that, you can be yourself. You can be proud to be yourself. And these people are marching in pride with you. So I think it's very important because, this community in Indonesia, they're facing a big struggle at the moment, and any support that they can get, whether it's internally or internationally, I think is going to help them in the long run because they need that support.
That was Sean Dern, the group coordinator for Salamat Datang GLBTIQ.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.